Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When the Magi went on their trek to find the king, they came across two kings. First, King Herod, a king appointed, an earthly king, one who was known for deception, his cleverness, politically astute, powerful, a murderer, deceptive, filled with power-crazed madness, given to fits of rage, cruelty, would murder his associates, one of his wives, two of his sons, and the babies of Bethlehem. And we condemn Herod, but if we stop there, we miss the point, because something greater is going on here. Because Satan and all the cosmic forces of evil are doing all they can to stop God's plan of salvation right at the beginning. This is the realm of evil, unbridled evil, and we are foolish if we don't believe it doesn't still exist in our world today. Oh, at times we like to nibble around the edges to play in this realm and think we won't get burned. But it doesn't work that way. We will get burned, if not now, in eternity. We need to put our spiritual glasses on and pay attention to what is going on around us in this world, that Satan is still active, trying to destroy each of us and the church. We need to pay attention. But they also found the one they were looking for, another king. Oh, he didn't look like a king, didn't act like a king. His parents didn't have any great wealth. They had no power. They had no political astuteness. They couldn't even negotiate a room at the inn. Yet this is the one foretold by the prophet. This is the one that all the cosmic forces of evil, Satan himself, would do anything to destroy. And when they missed their chance, when he was a baby, they would not stop until they had worked through people and powers to see to it that he was executed, nailed to a cross. And only then were they happy. Only then did they think they'd won. But all the while, king, the one who looked so weak in a manger, so weak, poor, helpless, nailed to a cross, was doing battle, giving his back to the whip and his head to the thorns and his hands and feet to the nails. And it looked like it was futile. It looked like it was over. No chance. And then he came forth, rose from the dead on the third day. Now who looks like a king? And proclaims that all evil, all the cosmic forces of evil are defeated, that even death is done, and that he will share his victory with everyone who believes in him. He is the king. There is no other. And Pastor Galick, you serve the king. You will bring the message of that victory, the message of that grace to pastors, teachers, congregations, when they are needy, when they are hurting, when they are weary. You will be the messenger of the king that helps restore them. God will use you as a blessing to them, because you are a messenger of the King, the victorious King, and you will proclaim that victory to them. And all the while, that victorious King will give you strength through word and sacrament in your ministry. Two kings. One tried to kill the other. Two kings. One perfectly good, and the other, you might argue, perfectly evil. Two kings. One, powerful, earthly, in power. The other never looked like one. King Herod versus a baby in the manger. Surprise, surprise. The baby wins. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.